Ben, would you prefer to play in this game?
You know, I love being out there with the guys. Kind of like preseason games, you know, it's hard to not play. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. It's not my call.
Would there be a concern if you had, if you didn't play, you'd have 2 weeks off before a playoff game today?
That's the other side of the sword, if you will. But I've been doing this a long time, and if that's the case, I'll prepare myself and make sure I'm ready to go mentally and physically.
And so much has happened between your first meeting with Cleveland and now.
Right.
What do you remember about that game?
Well, it was a long time ago. You know, it was just felt like we'd never really gotten to a rhythm offensively. You know, kind of one of the first times I think we were all out there together with Le'Veon and everybody. So, just it's a feeling out process early in the season, and you know, we kind of played like it. Luckily, we were able to get a win.
Ben, lots of guys don't get to choose the way they go out. Are you disappointed for James the way that all went down?
Well, you know, I've been blessed to play with one of the best guys, football players, defensive football players, a friend for a long time. We've played in a lot of games together, the biggest games. He's made one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history. And it's truly been an honor to call him a friend and a teammate. And I'll miss him. I've only had to go against him a few times when he was in Cincinnati. And, you know, it won't be the same in here without him, especially because he was the oldest and now I'm the oldest. You know, like I said, I count my blessings for all the time I got to share with him.
What will you miss most?
How good of a player he was. You know, he truly is one of the best to play this game at the outside linebacker position. Just really struck fear in quarterback's eyes. You could see it.
What was your reaction to him signing with the Patriots?
You know what? James has to do what James has to do. You know, I didn't sound like he called and asked me if he should or not. You know, James is was out there as a free agent. He's going to do what he needs to do, what's best for his family. And like I said, I wish him the best. I've had a lot of good years with him.
Now, you played against him in college, didn't you?
Yes, one game. So it's been a long time.
What do you remember about that game? Anything?
You know, it was a makeup game from 9/11. And we played in Hawaii the week before, it was supposed to be our last game of the year, so a lot of my linemen, senior linemen that weren't going to go on chose to stay out there. And James had a field day, and I think he had like a half a sack or something.
So he stayed in Hawaii?
Yes. Happens in the Mac, I think.
Can you blame him?
Yeah, not coming back to playing wherever we play. Where'd James go to school? Kent? I know, I'm joking.
Ben, do you get concerned about players that leave sharing information? Is that worry teams?
You know what? We went to I think the first time I played Cleveland, I think Sammy Coates had just got picked up by them. That was obviously a big concern of ours. No one, our offense. You know, that's on James. If they want to ask him every single piece of information he has, then, you know, that's what this league, I guess other people do that too, so I'm not worried about it. We don't play them this week, we don't play them next week, so we'll see.
As far as Sammy goes, did you guys have to change much?
A couple things. We tweaked some things just because it was so fresh, you know, being that he had just gotten there and it was the first game of the year, we tweaked a couple things.
You think James knows the plays better than Sammy?
Offensively, maybe. No, you know, like I said, my wife and I were talking about it last night, and she asked if he knew much of our no-huddle stuff, and I said, I don't think he knows a lot of it. I'm sure he's heard some of the same things for a lot of years now, so maybe some of it, but like I said, that's a long way off.
And with not knowing how the snaps are going to be divvied, does it seem like a normal week, or do you have to kind of press forward and make sure it's a normal week?
Oh, yeah. I'll treat this like a normal week. Same routine, getting in there, getting the hot tub treatments, workout, talking to you guys, get ready for meeting. So it's going to be the same week for me, preparation-wise.
Ben, there are fewer quarterbacks this year who have 4,000 yards passing, fewer 30 touchdown seasons, and all the guys who do have 4,000 yards already are all the older guys, yourself, Drew Brees, you know, the guys that you expect to see up there every year. Where are the younger quarterbacks? I mean, there's some guys who have stepped up this year, but you just don't see that consistency. Does that kind of speak to some of the older guys' consistency?
Yeah, it says all those old guys are really good. it's one of those things that when you get asked almost every year, you get asked about a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback, what do you think? Is he the next Tom Brady or whatever it is? And I always say pump the brakes a little bit, because in this league defenses are really good and they figure people out, And if you can sustain it for years and years and years, I mean, not, I don't know, you know, 3, 4 years, 5 years, then maybe you can talk about establishing yourself and making it. So, you know what, the guys that you talked about, us older guys that have been around for a long time, we find ways to do it. You know, you find ways to get the ball to different guys and adjust your style sometimes to the way the defense has changed.
Ben, do you ever think about maybe down the road you could be released and how you would handle it? You ever think about that as you get older?
No, because I don't think I'm getting released this week or this season. So, and that's all I ever focus on is right here, right now. I'm not looking towards the future because, you know, then we miss out on the glorious days that we have right now.
Good. You've had several guys in the conversation for the NFL MVP. How do you feel about the team MVP? Is there a guy you feel like deserves that honor?
Marquise Pouncey. I was, you know, a guy that voted a lot of years for Heath Miller. And to me, MVP is the most valuable player on this team and a guy that you just can't do without. And for me, it's him. I think, you know, and I could probably pick any of the linemen, but he's kind of the anchor of that group and a guy that means a lot to me, not just as a friend, but for this team. And, yeah, definitely deserves it in my boat. I put a big 5-3 on my thing, too, and circled it.
Ben, what goes into the calls you guys make at the line? You know, Dilly Dilly was the one that was picked up on air.
Right.
What goes into naming those?
Just silly things that the line comes up with. They've been together for a long time, and I've been with them. And anybody that's been around them long enough knows that they're a special, unique group, as most line groups are throughout high school, college, and the pros. And they come up with silly things, and we do it together, and then we just decide if we want to do it or not. And it's more just out of keeping it fun and fresh.
And how big of a game potentially was that for Vance? What kind of impact could he have on you guys going forward?
Hopefully a big one. I thought that was really big for him to come out, especially out of gate early, catching those balls early and kind of moving us down the field. You know, I would have liked to have gotten him involved a little bit more later, but the way the game was unfolding kind of dictated some of that. So, but good. But it's good to get him back out there and get him in the rotation with Jesse and X. And, you know, the more weapons, the better in the postseason.